بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given enjoyment in many, many things that we have in this world. So a person gains some enjoyment, some pleasure, some happiness, some lazzat through various bounties that we find ourselves experiencing in this world. For example, a girl or a boy is proposed. So immediately there's some sense of enjoyment, some happiness. And they would send out a message. He asked and she said yes. So already before the nikah, there's excitement, there's happiness. Then of course the day is still the nikah, before the nikah there's again some excitement, some enjoyment. When the nikah takes place there's enjoyment. Husband and wife enjoy lazzat, happiness, enjoyment. Then of course Allah has placed so many other ni'mats in which a person gets enjoyment. A child is born, that alone is another enjoyment, some happiness. The child grows, it gets some achievement in school or in madrasa. Again, there's some enjoyment, some happiness. Person buys a new home, he's excited about it. He experiences some type of lazzat and happiness. On a hot day, person gets a glass, cold glass of water, filled with ice cubes or a glass of juice. He's extremely thirsty. He gets some enjoyment, some lazzat. So like that, there are bounties in this world. Allah gives us some lazzat through, some enjoyment. Then there are those people who get a sense of enjoyment and lazzat and genuinely through the recitation of the Quran. There are those people when they open the Quran and they're reciting, and they understand the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran, in His kalam. And the person realizes this is the kalam of my Rabb. Then the person enjoys some type of ecstasy, some lazzat. A person, there are many of those who in their salat, they get lazzat and enjoyment. A type of serenity, tranquility, some type of lazzat that they are experiencing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call out to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, arihna ya Bilalu bis salah. In other words, Bilal, it's time for adhan, call out the adhan and give us comfort through salah. Then when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say Allahu Akbar and he engage himself in salah, the rahat he would get, the lazzat he would get, he would enjoy. And therefore he mentioned, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes is placed in salah. There are those who, when they make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَذَاكِرَاتِ. Those who engage in the dhikr of Allah, when they take the name of Allah, they enjoy the sweetness when they take the name of Allah. Mashayikh and Salaf al-Saliheen have mentioned, Ahlul Layli, fi laylatihim, aladhu min ahli lahwi fi lahwihim. Those engaged in tahajjud salah, may Allah make us among those who read tahajjud every single day. There are those who wake up the early hours or in the dead of the night, early hours of the morning. There are many, many people in the world who are reading tahajjud salah. Sometimes we feel that we are the only one making tahajjud salah. Nonetheless, the person who rises, he leaves his cozy warm bed, and he is engaged in tahajjud salah. Ahlu layli fi laylatihim. They are deeply engrossed in the ruku, in the khushu, in the khudu, in the sujood, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people who are making the ibadat of Allah ta'ala at night, they engage in tahajjud in their nights, they enjoy more lazzat, more enjoyment than those who are engaged in lahu, in futile amusement. Somebody listening to music, somebody is courting a woman, somebody is having a illicit relationship, he is flirting with some person, somebody is taking alcohol, somebody is popping drugs in his mouth. In their lahu, they in getting some type of enjoyment, but that enjoyment is short-lived. It'll come to an end. It can never be compared to the enjoyment of the person engaged in tahajjud salah. The happiness he is getting, the ecstasy he is enjoying, or she is enjoying in the tahajjud, in the tilawat of the Quran, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is far more greater than the lazzat, the temporary lazzat that somebody may be getting, doing, or enjoying themselves when they engage themselves in futile amusements of this world. So my dear brothers and sisters, mashayikh and ulama have said, and they've explained that in this world, it doesn't mean that the person now has made up his mind that I want to enjoy my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now I'm going to become obedient to Allah ta'ala, and I'm going to attach myself to Allah ta'ala, that he won't get any enjoyment of the world, and his world will become a very dry one, a very boring one. No. He will still enjoy good food, he'll enjoy the taste of the food. He will enjoy the other bounties he has a wife, his family, he's got children. He will see his child, he'll feel some happiness. But all those enjoyment for a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nothing. It cannot be compared to the enjoyment he or she gets when they gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they've made this firm resolution that now I'm going to please my Allah, and I'm going to now enjoy my bond and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, as he is passing away, كَانَ مُعَاذُ بْنُ جَبَلٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَبْكِي وَيَقُولُ. He would cry and he would say, that how I'm going to now miss, I'm leaving this world, whereas I was enjoying keeping roza and fasting in the hot summer days. MashaAllah, many people keep roza Monday, Thursday, 13, 14, 15 each month. May Allah grant us also tawfiq. It's a hot day. Despite all that, they enjoying keeping roza. They enjoying that fasting. So he would say, not just in a normal day, in a hot day, intense heat, and he should enjoy, get some type of lazzat, keeping a roza for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he cried and he said that I'm going to miss making tahajjud in the cold winter's night. Normal day it is easy, but when it is extremely cold, to leave that warm bed and then to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make wudu and then engage in tahajjud is difficult. And especially in the Arab countries, extremely bitter winter. He said, I'm going to miss that, and he's crying. And he said, I'm going to miss the enjoyment of sitting before the ulama and listening to the discourses and benefiting and getting knowledge. There was a person who was engaged in salah. And he's so consumed by his salah, he had his horse tied nearby, and suddenly a person, a thief, a rogue, sees his opportunity, he sees this man is in salah, so he goes very slowly, and now he is unfastening the rope with which the horse was tied. Somebody in the distance happens to see this, so he shouts out that, oh brother, oh person, somebody is stealing your horse, your precious horse. This man, the sound of that person comes to his ears, but he ignores the shouting of this person, warning him and cautioning him and informing him that somebody is stealing his horse. And he continued his salah. And of course the person steals the horse and he's gone. And these people come rushing to him. And when he terminated his salah, they begin to reproach him and scold him that what is wrong with you? It wasn't a fard salat, nafil, you could have broken it. And you could have saved your horse, so precious. He says, what I was enjoying was far more enjoyable than having a precious horse. I was deeply consumed in talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu and his companion. And we have mentioned this previously also. They were guarding the Muslim army. And as they were guarding the Muslim army, there were two of them that night. One says, okay, why don't we just share the night? Make it in two parts. You spend the night resting first and I will guard the Muslim army. Then I will sleep and you will wake up and you will do that. So they both agree on this. So the one, his companion takes some rest and he's fast asleep. And he's watching. And then he says to himself, that why don't I just engage in some salah? And he says, Allahu Akbar, he recites Surah Fatiha and he begins Suratul Kahf. And he's busy reading when an enemy sees this. And he shoots an arrow towards him. And it hits him. And it pierces him. A first arrow and he begins to bleed. And a second arrow and a third arrow until he lunges forward. And that's when his friend wakes up to find him in this condition. And he's bleeding and he's oozing with blood. And he tells him, why didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you stop? Why didn't you continue? He says, Wallah, he takes a qasam in Allah. That I just started commence reciting a surah. Ma ahbabtu an aqta'aha. I did not wish to terminate it. I was enjoying this surah. I was enjoying reciting Suratul Kahf. What ecstasy, what lazzat he must have been enjoying. That is why the mushrikeen, when they would see the believers, the sahaba, engage in salah, they would remark that these people, these Muslims, the type of enjoyment they are getting in their salah is far more greater than the enjoyment we get when we drink wine and alcohol. They did not even read salah, yet they could see the enjoyment the believers were getting whilst they were engaged in salah. That they would say that those people are enjoying the ibadat even more than our drinking wine and alcohol. Many times you see a person and he's having a nice meal and you see he's really batting very well and he's enjoying the different type of delicacies in front of him and you see that he's really enjoying himself. You haven't enjoyed the food that he's enjoying, but by watching him and observing him, you can feel him enjoying the food he has. And this is when a person has the lazzat of ibadat, of ta'ah, of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The enjoyment a person gets when a person now makes the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses him with halawatul iman, with the sweetness of iman. Istilzazul ta'at. The person gets the lazzat, the enjoyment, the sweetness of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi. Imagine, he was a king. And he abandoned all those pleasures and all the privileges of being a king of Balkh, Sultan of Balkh. And he left all that and became a Sufi, an Abid, an Arif, an Ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he would say, لو علم الملوك وأبناء الملوك, if only the kings and the children, the princes have to see what enjoyment and if they have to experience the enjoyment we are getting in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get that enjoyment, they would fight us with their swords to snatch away that serenity, that ecstasy that we are enjoying. And they don't have. Despite having the palaces and all the pleasures of this world and the comfort, they don't get this lazzat that we are enjoying in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends, when a person makes a concerted effort in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by refraining from sins, because ulama and mashayikh have mentioned that sins become a barrier, an obstacle to get the sweetness of iman. Sins become a barrier, becomes a means of a person not getting the sweetness of iman. So even though he has iman, but he is deprived of getting the sweetness and enjoyment of his ibadat. He performs salat, he makes zikr, he reads Quran, but there's no enjoyment that he is getting. This enjoyment would the Ahlullah have, he's deprived of it because he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by committing sins. And the person who is happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genuinely that Allah is my Rabb, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, Islam is my deen. He doesn't just say this with his tongue. He practices according to Sharia. He tries his level best. If he falters, he makes errors, he makes tawbah, istighfar. He's gone onto this path, this manhaj, this way of life. In such a person, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, ذَاقَ طَعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ نَبِيًّا. Such a person has tasted the sweetness of iman. All of us want to enjoy the sweetness of iman. We want to enjoy the sweetness of ta'at, of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only salat, not only fasting, not only hajj, not only in discharging zakat, in every ibadat of ours, in every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Initially it is very, very difficult, or it seems very difficult. There are stages that a person has to go through. The very first day, especially those of us who are not used to keeping fast the entire year on a Monday and Thursday, or suddenly Ramadan time we have to fast. The first 2-3 days, we feel the fast. It is a bit difficult. But after a few days, we become accustomed to it. It becomes easy. It becomes part of our life. To such an extent that when Ramadan terminates, we feel so different not keeping fast then. Because now our body has become accustomed to fasting and refraining and abstaining from food and drink, etc. So initially when a person treads the path of suluk, now he wants to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making this effort. Shaitan and nafs will drag him, pull him towards shahwat, following his base desires. Shaitan will try and make him feel weak and whisper into his ears, into his heart, that no, this is very difficult for you. This is all for the buzrugs, for the friends of Allah. Where are you going to go through all this pain and suffering? So shaitan, this is what he wants. He does not want you and I to become the ushaq of Allah, the ashiqeen of Allah, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make this effort. We have to make this sabr, this musabara, this mujahada. We have to fight our nafs. It's painful, difficult, but as we continue, we persevere, we enjoy that hardship, tahammul al-mashaq fi sabirillah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the sweetness of iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how many times, perhaps the person went for hajj or he went for umrah, and then he made the tawaf of baytullah, and then he managed to get into the multazam, and then when he's crying, he's shedding those tears, he's holding onto the ghilaf of the Kaaba, at that moment, that enjoyment he gets, he cannot describe to others what he is enjoying. So like that, when a person now, he endures, he overcomes the barriers, he makes tahammul al-mashaq, he endures difficulties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he begins to give preference to the pleasure of Allah over the displeasure of Allah and over the pleasure of any other thing in this world. He's got an option, he's got a choice. Either he must obey Allah and gain Allah's pleasure, or get the pleasure of people. He will never fall into the trap of following or gaining the pleasure of people. He will forgo all that. He will say, no, I want to please my Allah. And this is when a person gets the sweetness of iman. Mashayikh and ulama have mentioned, when the sweetness of iman comes into a person, then inshallah, he will die with iman. His khatama will be made on iman. Because when a person gets the sweetness of iman, Allah Ta'ala does not snatch away the sweetness of iman from his heart. Once the sweetness of iman comes into his heart, then he stays there. So if a person got the sweetness of iman, then iman won't come out of his heart, inshallah. And this is the sign that he will pass away. His khatama will be on iman. And every one of us, we want a good death. A death on iman. So what is the solution? That get the sweetness of iman. And to get the sweetness of iman, a person has to make this sacrifice as mujahada. Has to give preference to Allah Ta'ala's pleasure over every other thing. And he has to begin to enjoy his ta'at by refraining from all type of sins. And he has to make his day and night like the day and night of a real love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who is seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the other pleasures of Allah of the dunya, that which is mubah and permissible, all those things come to an end. But the benefit of the and the lazzat of enjoying the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reward of it continues in the hereafter by means of sawab. Imagine the lazzat and pleasure when a jannati, he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That lazzat cannot be described. Even the enjoyment in Jannah from all the other bounties and boons and favors a person will be enjoying. Even that also the person will leave when he is just watching and looking at his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from among those people who gain his lazzat in this dunya of his ta'at and in the akhirat. That is why some makhshaykh rahmatul rahimullah ta'ala alayhim ajma'in have mentioned that in this dunya there is a Jannah. And that Jannah is the lazzat, the sweetness and the enjoyment of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we don't experience this, we won't know what it is. And to experience this, again, mujahada on nafs. Make up our mind. Make an attempt. Try. Let me please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm being enticed by haram. She's pleading to me to come towards her. I will say no. He's enticing me towards zina. I will say no. Inni akhafu Allah. I fear my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will give us the sweetness of iman. Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Before we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of us know the condition in Turkey and in Syria after the earthquake that has taken place. People are really suffering, so many thousands of lives have lost. These are our brothers and sisters and our children. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadl and karam, we find many volunteers from South Africa have already left, and they already, amidst all the people there, taking out bodies from the rubble. Imagine, you can hear a person crying that he's still alive or she's still alive. And then you remove the person from the rubble. How many, not just one person, has lost his life. Families have been wiped off. Allah protect us in a person, in any family. It is a mayat, some accident. You see 2-3 people passed away. What happens? The entire family, they feel the pain. The community feels the pain. Here, thousands have lost their life. Thousands. At least try and contribute towards genuine people, reputable people. Again, you will find people who are bogus and they will also collect. Allah protect us from such people. For reputable organizations who are doing this good work, contribute towards the various requirements they have, and donations that we can sponsor, some meal, whatever it is, or clothing for the people. We must open our hearts towards these causes. It's not just only Turkey, so many other causes in the world. A believer feels the pain. He feels the pain. He becomes restless. If his eye is paining, his body feels the pain. Head pains, the body feels the pain. Like that, a believer, when his Muslim brothers and sisters are suffering in any part of the world, anyway, then he actually, as though like how the body gets fever, and the person is restless, he is unable to sleep at night, like that a believer becomes, that my Muslim brother and sister are suffering. Let me see what I can do for them. If a person can't contribute towards them, helping them, at least make dua. Sincerely, genuinely, when we're alone, nobody is stopping you from making dua. Cry to Allah, oh my Allah, assist them, protect them. Restore the life again. Ya Allah, so many have passed away. Ya Allah, make the maghfirat. So many mothers must have lost their children. So many children have become yateen. So feel that pain. And we should take an ibrat that maut comes at any time. And any disaster can come at any time. Whilst we are enjoying ni'mats and we don't even realize, one earthquake and the entire town is demolished. All these things make should take us direct our attention towards the fact that dunya is faniya, akhirat is baqiya. Allah has created dunya. Allah has created akhirat. Our focus is akhirat. As a believer, it is our duty that if we pour our hearts out to our Muslim brothers and sisters, and of course any person, human being in the world, be him a Muslim or a non-Muslim. In Islam, we even have the non-Muslims. But this in particular case in Turkey, there's so many of them now. Ramadan is going to come. Allah knows best what the condition will be. So we should try and assist them and make dua for them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم لغناكم عافرنا أمر خطاكم عافرنا يا الله forgive us my الله Allah forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for all our shortcomings, my Allah. For all our weaknesses, our vice, our evil, our disobedience, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, do not test us, my Allah. Allah save us from your wrath and azab, my Allah. Allah don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Allah it is our doings, my Allah. Allah we have wronged, my Allah. Allah we are making tawbah and istighfar, my Allah. Allah we are turning to you, my Allah. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Allah grant all of us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن جين سكون راحة protection your معرفة your قرب يقين يزال. Give us the sweetness of إيمان my Allah. Grant us the sweetness of your obedience my Allah. Your طاعات my Allah. Protect us from معاصي and ذنوب my Allah. Ya Allah don't make us do any gunas my Allah. Allah give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all sins my Allah. Give us the sweetness and enjoyment of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of salat, my Allah. Allah, make salat become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Allah, give us the enjoyment of sajda before you, my Allah. Of tilawat of the Quran and dhikrullah, my Allah. Allah, protect us from all shurur and fitan, my Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasidin, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, O brothers and sisters, O masoom children, my Allah, in Turkey and Syria, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, my Allah, grant them maghfirat, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have become yateem, my Allah. So many have become widows, my Allah. So many have lost their family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have lost all the belongings and property, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. All those assisting them, my Allah, in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them also barakat in their lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from zalazil and all bala. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of azmaish, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and sayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us true zakirin and shakirin. Give us contentment in our life, my Allah. Because use the bounties correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil ajil mustaqir daim, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Allah, our brothers and sisters have raised their hands now, my Allah. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya al-mushkilat.
Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'watil muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman ad-dunya wal akhirah wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqada'iha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha rahmati man siwak. Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have, you are well away, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our sorries, our sorrows, our worries, our grief, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hardship we have, whatever musibah that has come upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got some depression, my Allah. Somebody has got some financial problem, my Allah. Somebody some domestic problem, my Allah. Somebody some physical ailment, my Allah. Remove all those bala from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman, my Allah. May Allah give us maut in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, the Hudi Kothur from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Allah make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, may Allah. The company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Allah protect us, our wives and children, may Allah, our progeny, our grandchildren, our parents, our grandparents, our family members, our friends, musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, my Allah, especially the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, athqiya, abrar, mukharrabin, maqbulin. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhuriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. Wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati amma yasifun. Salamun 'alal mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.